It's lunchtime, and about 40 kids are munching away on pizza, carrots, and fruit, and washing it down with juice. But the lunch is taking place in an unexpected place, Ventura's Avenue Library. A new program which kicked off this week is providing meals to kids who might otherwise go without a healthy lunch during summer. Myra Benitez Del Rio is a library technician who's coordinating the Avenue Library's new Lunch at the Library program.
A lot of these kids, they receive their food at school. And so when come summers, there's no school or there's no summer school and they don't have a meal. So we are so excited to provide these meals for our community, you know, and bringing people into the library so they can get to know more of the services we provide.
So it's kind of a twofer.
Yes, that is true. We are killing two birds with one stone. Yes, we are.
Maria Lopez is here with their two kids, 8-year-old Sarah and 5-year-old Santiago. Speaking through an interpreter, she says the program's a great idea.
Es comida saludable. Y es para los niños ahorita una alternativa buena.
It's healthy food and it's a good alternative for the children.
Está muy bien para los niños. Y está cerca, está más práctico.
It's wonderful for the kids and it's very practical because it's close to home.
The Avenue Library Program is a partnership with the Ventura County Library System, the Ventura Unified School District, and Ventura County Public Health.
The community knows about how we offer a lot of free stuff during the summer for our summer reading program, so now we're sort of adding on to that by having lunch here, feeding them their mind and their bodies, because we're going to do story time, we're going to do crafts, and lots of other stuff with the kids when they're here at the library.
Irma Morales is the senior city librarian.
This is a new program for us. It has been happening in other libraries around the country and in California. The California State Library and the California Library Association have been doing this, and it's kind of gone nationwide, so it's a wonderful program for everyone.
The program is open to kids and teens. Anyone up to 18, no questions asked. You just show up. Kids under 8 need to be accompanied by an adult. Most of the kids here today are preschoolers and young elementary school students. After they eat, they go into the main library area where it's story time.
Thank you for coming to lunch at the library. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to listen to a couple of stories and then we're going to do a craft. We're going to actually plant something today so we can see it grow throughout the summer, okay?
The goal is to feed tummies and brains.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Can you count to 10 this morning? All right, let's do it then. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Senior City Librarian Irma Morales.
There's a lot of great community support here in the library, but there are maybe families we don't see. We always try to show people how the library is important to them. Their kids can read. We always talk about the summer slide, about how kids, when they get off of school for the summer, if they don't read, they kind of lose those proficiencies that they had when they were at the end of school. So we want them to come in, join our summer reading program. It's independent reading. They get prizes for reading, like for 500 minutes, they get a prize, they get a free book. So we want to show them that reading is really important for them, and recreational reading is important too.
While the Avenue Library Lunch Program is new, it joins many established summer meal programs on the Central and South Coast. Between the region's schools, health agencies, and nonprofit groups like No Kid Hungry, there are more than 100 summer meal program locations in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. They include places like schools, community centers, housing complexes, and Boys and Girls Clubs. Virtually all of the programs do lunch, but some also offer breakfast or afternoon snacks. They share the common goal of making sure that kids from low-income families won't go hungry because school is out and they don't have access to subsidized meal programs. In Ventura, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.